Thank you for listening to this week's online sermon from Hope Community Church. My name is Pastor Elias Osuna, and I pray health for you, for your family, for your friends during these trying times. Today is Palm Sunday. Can you believe, for the first time in USA history, it seems likely that local officials will order churches not to gather during Easter Sunday? On the one hand, I'm pretty sad about this because I love Easter. I love Easter service. I love being with God's people on Easter. And I miss our wonderful church family, and specifically here at Hope Community Church. On the other hand, I'm excited because I know God uses trials and tribulations to impact the world for his kingdom. So what are we to do on this Easter Sunday? Well, here's my short answer. Make the best of every situation that you're in by giving God glory for everything, no matter what. So I have a project, a challenge for everyone. And I had sent a text out asking for people. And I encourage you to record a one-minute video of yourself sharing what Easter Sunday means to you. And email that video to hopecommunitydonna@yahoo.com. Again, email that video to hopecommunitydonna@yahoo.com. Do this by the end of the day on Sunday, April 5th, and we'll put a video together that we'll post on our website for Easter as an appreciation gift to our Lord and our Savior. Though we may not be able to congregate, we can come together in a video like this to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And this is an example of doing things, embracing the change that's around us, and making the best of the situation that we're in. So though we may not be able to come together on church on Easter Sunday, we can put a video and be united together in that. So I encourage you to take time to do that, to put a video together and email it the best that you can. The main point of this sermon today is embrace the change. Embrace the change around you and continue to find ways to give God glory no matter what situation you find yourself in. Find God's will in all circumstances. Find God's will in all circumstances. You know, there are two kinds of changes that can happen in our lives. I want to break it down into two kinds of changes. First, there's the kind of change we have control over. For example, when we decide to lose weight, we make changes. Second, there's a kind of change that we have no control over, like a coronavirus pandemic. The first one can be hard, but is less stressful, and you have control of it, of that change. But the second one can really create stress and anxiety, and people feel out of control. People feel like they don't have control. Currently, our way of life is being disrupted in a major way because of the stay-home orders and the guidance we're getting from our government. Allow me to propose a cure for stress and anxiety. Embrace the change. That could be, and in my life it's proven to be, the cure. Embrace the situation that you're in and continue to give God glory. Continue to trust God that somehow, some way, He has a plan for what we're in, the situation that we're in. Accept the change and focus your energy on what you can do to bring glory to God. Embrace the change and find God's will in everything. You'll be amazed how at peace you can be when you just surrender all to God and embrace the change. I want to read the story of Job. If you'll turn to Job chapter 1, I'm going to read 1 through 4. Job went through a lot of changes, and I think this story is appropriate for this topic. So let's read. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of oxen and 500 donkeys and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. And his sons went and feasted in their houses, every one his day, and sent and called for their three sisters to eat and to drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their feasting was gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offering according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. So Job made it a point to have a family gathering, made it a point to repent to the Lord, made it a point. He had a perfect situation, a perfect family. He had finances. He had everything. He was the most wealthiest there in the East, as the Bible says. He had everything. But one day, it all fell apart. It all fell apart. And let's read that in Job chapter 1, verse 19. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. A servant is telling Job. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped and said, naked came out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all of this, Joseph sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Everything fell apart. He had it all, and then he loses everything. He loses his children. He loses his wife. He loses his health, loses his finances. He loses everything. As the tragedy and change got worse and worse in Job's life, he never blamed God. But he did struggle, as you read through this entire book of Job, he did struggle to embrace the change that was forced upon him. He kept questioning. He never blamed God, but he wasn't able to move on to fulfill the will that God had for his life, because he was questioning and still struggling with the whys, the why. And as long as Job continued to question God as to why this tragedy had occurred in his life, he was not free to make the best of the situation that he was in. And to contrast this story, Joseph's story, and I'm not going to read that, but I just want to quickly talk about Joseph. He did the opposite. Joseph, no matter what situation he was in, he gave glory to God. He made the best of every situation that he was in. When he was in prison, he became the best prisoner. And it got him to be ruler of Egypt, because he made the best of the situation he was in. So Job never blamed God, but Job did have a problem accepting it and stop asking the whys. But one day, all the way in chapter 42, so from Job chapter 1, we go to Job 42. That's how long it took him. There's 40 chapters there of just Job's friends questioning him, and Job saying no, and just a bunch of questions. But in Job chapter 42, we have a breakthrough. In verse 1. Then Job answered the Lord. Right before this chapter, God's telling Job, I created everything. There's nothing I can't do. And he's telling him, I am the I am, basically, is what he's telling him. And Job finally answers with chapter 42. Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that thou canst do everything, and that no thought can be withheld from thee. Who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge? Therefore I have uttered that I understood not, things too wonderful for me which I knew not. Hear, I beseech thee, I will speak. I will demand of thee and declare unto me. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye seeth thee. Wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. Job finally says, I can see. He tells God, I've been hearing you, I've been hearing, but I've still been questioning. But you know what? Now I see. Now finally I see. You are the I Am. You are the God. You are the one who can do anything. You are the one who created the earth and the stars and the universe. And nothing is too difficult for you. And Job finally gets out of his own situation and just says, Lord, forgive me for not seeing that you are the I Am. So Job finally submits. Job stops asking questions and just submits. Let me repeat that. Job stops asking questions and just submits. I repeated this to emphasize how important this concept is in all of our lives. I believe God's speaking to the church during this pandemic. Don't ask questions. Just submit to the authority of God and trust Him. Don't ask questions. Submit to the authority of God and trust Him. Notice how Job in verse 6 repents. And earlier in chapter 1, we read that he never blamed God. So why did he have to repent? It is true he didn't blame God, but it's also true that he didn't move on. But Job knew it was a sin not to embrace the circumstances that he was in. That's a lesson for all of us. You know, we've kind of learned in our Christian walk, we don't blame God for anything. God's a good God, and we know that. We receive that. But sometimes we say that out loud, but we're still not letting it go. We're still not happy with God. I believe God wants us to just let it go. Let it go. Whatever change is happening, whatever is going on, embrace the change and ask yourself this question: how can I grow in my walk with the Lord during this change? How can I answer God's plan for my life or God's will for my life? Because if we continue to live in a questioning mindset, for example, on the one hand giving God glory and on the other hand questioning God on our circumstances, what ends up happening is that we can't see clearly. As Job said, I couldn't see you. I heard you, but I couldn't see you clearly. And that could happen to us if we don't embrace the change and just give God everything, submit to God. We won't be able to see Him clearly because we're focused on the wrong thing. See, when you're focused on trying to understand something that you can't control, you're focusing and you're looking at the wrong thing when we should be submitting and looking to God. What's the next step? I'm here, Lord. Use me in this situation. Having that mindset, we won't be able to see Him clearly if we're focused and trying to understand the whys. Sometimes we just have to surrender. But if we stop asking why and begin just serving the kingdom of God like Joseph did, doing the best in whatever situation we're in, and we stop questioning and we just start trusting, then we will be able to see clearly what our destiny is in Christ. So it's time to stop questioning God and just submit all to Him. And that is what Job finally did. in Job chapter 42 through 1 through 6 that we just read. That's exactly what he did. In conclusion, once Job repented, then Job could see clearly, and he was blessed. In Job 42:10, Job chapter 42:10 reads this way, "And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends also. The Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before." So God gave Job twice as much as he had before. Why? Because he just stopped questioning and he started trusting. And he was able to see God's plan clearly now. You know, I like to say this, God does not join pity parties. And that's exactly what Job was in, a pity party. And as soon as he let that go, he could see clearly. And the point I don't want us to miss is that when he began to see clearly, the blessings came back. So there's a lesson for us. If we repent for questioning God, blessings will follow. Blessings will come. So church, embrace the change around us. Embrace the change. There's many, many blessings that are coming to the church, to you, to your families. But we got to see clearly. We got to embrace the change. We got to trust God. Stop questioning everything and start just believing that God is a good God and that somehow, some way, he's going to make a river in the desert. He's going to make it good because he knows all. God is not confused. His ways are not always. But I know this in closing. This pandemic we are experiencing means God is on the move. I have no doubt God will bring light out of darkness. So let's just repent, embrace the change, and prepare for the blessings of God. Let it rain, Lord. Let it rain. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we as a country, as a nation, local officials continue to put orders to help protect people from this virus, we know as Christians that you are in control. We know as Christians that you're a good God. We know that the best is yet to come. We know that even as trials and tribulations increase, you never leave us, you never forsake us. And you will bring to life what seems dead. You will make things happen. You will open doors when they seem closed. Many people are worried and stressed. But as Christians, we take it one day at a time. And you're on the throne each day. And we can rest in that. We can rest that you are on the throne each and every day. No matter what the chaos looks like around us, we know, Lord, that you are in control each and every day. We trust you. And we choose to embrace the change around us. To God be the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.